When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And it is time for another happy hour, which means, as always, drink responsibly if you choose to do so. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
So I got this, and you've witnessed this, box of wine, a numbing box. Like, it literally holds 12 different wines from Costco. Not a sponsor. Really wish they would. And I've talked about them before, I know. But yeah, they have like an advent calendar level of wines that it's all around the world. So I have a few left. I did pick and choose. I didn't go by the list. Sorry, y'all. but I am drinking from that stash, and all of them have been lovely. But I'm drinking from that stash a white sangria. I don't exactly know where it's coming from, but because I forgot to refrigerate it, since it's white, I added a couple of ice cubes because I'm that classy.
Ooh. I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
What about you?
Well, I'm doing my traditional gin and tonic because, again, I have not been to the store, so I don't have anything. But I did add some basil because I went to visit my mom this weekend. Because as we speak, as we record this on September 20th, it is her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And she has a very big, robust basil plant. So I was like, can I just take some of this with me, please? Thank you. Because I do love basil. And it's funny, I've kind of teased this happy hour already because we're going to be talking about some recent horror movies, like quick reviews that I have of them, because I've seen this trend in horror and I think we're going to do a whole episode on it, on like elevated horror and women. Because it's just been something that's kind of given me pause and I found really interesting. Some movies have handled it better than others, for sure. But my mom was very much... She's gotten into horror movies more lately, but it's definitely something that perplexes her about me. She does not get it. She was someone who wouldn't let me have certain movies in the house, so I'd like have to hide them because she's too afraid to have them around. So even though it's her birthday, I don't think she'd be into any of these movies on this list. But she's very kind and listens to me talk about them. So yes, this is going to be a two-parter. It's going to be lightly spoilery, but definitely spoilery for the movies we're going to be discussing are X, a little bit about Pearl, Men, She, Will, and Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. So if you don't want to be spoiled for any of that, come check this out later. And yeah, I'm excited to hear other people's thoughts and to revisit this on a bigger scale later. And if there are any other movies we should be discussing, because we are going into, I've already started my horror movie rotation. So we're always excited to get those suggestions from you. But yeah, mostly we're going to be talking about a quick hit on some of the themes that stood out to me that as it relates to a lot of what we talk about on the show. So let's start with the movie X, which I did make Samantha watch.
She did, indeed.
I love this movie.
She lied to me.
I didn't lie. I'm always pretty honest about this movie. I think it's just hard to... It's hard to explain. essentially, it takes place in the 70s, and it's directed by Ty West. It stars Mia Goth as the main role. Two of the main roles, actually. And it's watching it, you at first think it's a porn movie, but halfway in, it becomes a horror movie, which is supposed to be like a callback to things like Psycho, where there's a MacGuffin and the plot changes in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love this movie. It's very highly reviewed.
Is this elevated horror?
Yes, I would call it. I would say everything we're talking about is elevated horror in this one. So some of the big themes in this, I would say, are age. Because Mia Goth plays the main character, Maxine, who they've recently announced. Not only do they have the prequel Pearl, which just came out, they have a sequel named Maxine that takes place in the 80s.
Triple X.
Yeah.
Okay, making sure I'm on there, on point with this.
Thank you. But my pronunciation was good enough.
It was, but I just wanted to, you know, make sure.
Double check. Yeah.
If people are like speeding through this, they're not going to hear that.
Oh, you're right. I forget people like to listen on like double time.
I do.
Yeah. All good. Whatever works, you know? So, Mia Goth plays Maxine, but also plays Pearl, who is an elderly woman who lives at this barn. And Maxine is part of this film crew that's filming this porno on their property without telling them that they were filming a porno. So age is definitely a commentary because Pearl and Maxine, there's a tension between them where Pearl is angry at Maxine's beauty and that she's desired. And she feels like Pearl feels like she missed out on a bunch of things, and ultimately ends up calling Maxine some rather terrible names and implying she's a whore, all of this stuff. And that's another theme I would say is alongside the age aspect is sex being this pornographic thing people will pay for when you're young, but then it's an act of horror when you're older, because there's a scene where Pearl and her husband have sex and it's painted very much purposefully as like a horrific thing that's happening, as opposed to when like the young cast is having sex, it's seen as like, oh, this is so romantic and desirable and people pay it. They do have a lot of conversation around fear around sexuality, morality around sexuality. There's a lot of like religious overtones in the background. There's ideas around modesty and women and wanting to be desired, with Pearl feeling like no one desires her anymore, so she doesn't have any worth. And one of the things I found really funny when I saw this movie, because I went into this movie, very rarely does this happen, I went in not knowing anything about it. And I remember I was texting you that night, and I was like, Samantha... This old lady just killed some people.
I was very confused.
That's fair. But I immediately looked it up because I was like, whoa, what did I just watch? And there were a lot of really, really tongue-in-cheek, funny reviews from older women who were like, yes, older women do in fact like to have sex sometimes.
And sometimes.
I got a big kick out of it. They were very tongue-in-cheek, but it was just like, I love it. So there's a lot to unpack there, but again, this is a happy hour and these are brief reviews.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did want to very quickly touch on Pearl. I just saw it. I actually did a double feature of X and Pearl at our local Plaza Theater here. And Pearl, I enjoyed quite a bit. It was very disturbing and unsettling, but also very, very well reviewed. And I've seen a lot of stuff from directors being like, oh, this has disturbed me and I cannot sleep and all of this stuff. But basically, it's about how did Pearl, the older woman in X, become Pearl. And Mia Goth plays Pearl. And there's a lot of stuff around like feeling crushed by her mom in particular. Feeling like she's special, having the sexuality, but feeling like she can't express it. Basically feeling trapped by her family, feeling jealous of other people who are able to, quote, escape, like, small-town life, because she really wants to be a star, which is something you see in X, and one of the things that Pearl gets so angry about with Maxine is that she's jealous, in her mind, that Maxine gets to be a star, and she never got to be that, even though she really, really wanted it. So I recommend it. It was quite disturbing, though. So let's put that out there. And then lastly in this one, and then we'll have our second part later. I wanted to talk about Men, which we did talk about briefly a couple episodes ago. So Men was written by a man. Almost all male characters are played by the same man. And it's by Alex Garland, who also did Annihilation, among other things. The plot of this one is hard to explain, but the woman, the main character, who is a woman, recently was in an abusive relationship, and her husband ended up taking his own life. And so she's getting away to the countryside to, like, reset and try to write and, I guess, you know, just try to heal. And she keeps, there are just all these creepy things that keep happening. And she keeps seeing this like same man and versions of him all over. Like at one point, he's just like standing outside naked. And she's quite isolated in this space. So you through flashbacks, you see like that she's been kind of blamed. A lot of the men blame her. And she's been blamed for what happened with her husband, that it was all her fault. And there's a lot of, basically you see a trope of like every very stereotypical type of man that we see a lot in our entertainment. So the implication could, I guess, be all men are the same. But there's like your religious man who is all pious, but it turns out he's just like desperate to have sex with her. There's like your police officer that doesn't believe her. All of those kinds of things. And then the ending takes a real turn, I gotta say. And it becomes like a real body horror to the point I left and I was like, was I hallucinating? What just happened? It's a real sudden, sharp turn. It did, I mean, it had, as I said, I think when we talked about this recently, there were parts of it I really liked and parts of it that really didn't work for me. I thought it was interesting. And some of the things it was trying to say, but I don't know that it worked. It's, I read some of the articles and interviews with Alex Garland about the inspiration behind this, and it's a specific type of God, like old God, that this male character was based on. But it has a lot going on. It's got a lot of like imagery of, you know, the apple falling from the tree, she eats the apple, like Eve, a lot of stuff like that. So I'm somebody who enjoys picking apart that kind of thing, but if that's not your kind of thing, I don't think this would be for you. So, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, it didn't get great reviews, and most of the reviews came out as it was obviously a man being like, I'm feminist, here you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It certainly felt that way at some parts. Like I said, there, it was a lot of it, I was like, yeah, I know this guy. Yeah, especially the like religious guy. But it did still feel kind of not quite there. Like it wasn't quite what it needed to be to work,
right,
in my opinion. But I did. I'm glad I saw it. I don't know that I'd see it again, but I'm glad I saw it. And the acting was great. So we'll wrap there for now. And then in a couple next happy hour with me, we'll get into part two of these quick movie reviews. But in the meantime, cheers to you, Samantha, for letting cheers. Me talk about this. Yes. And cheers to you, listeners, for coming along this journey. And again, if you've got any recommendations, oh my gosh, please let me know. Or any thoughts about these, you can email us at stephediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffWhenneverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Chris Doodle.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.